Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for being here today to present. I also have a few questions. My first question is, you mentioned that 15 wolves are in the process of being brought in from British Columbia. When will these wolves be released, and have the nearby ranchers been notified based on wherever the wolves are being released, the closest ranches nearby?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So we made a notification Saturday that our operations have begun, and then we'll conclude that operation and then send additional communications out. And I know there's a level of frustration with that we're not reporting every time we release wolves, or if we have. That goes back to my opening comment about staff safety. And then we also heard last year when we made kind of a big deal out of the first release that it was somewhat insulting to those that didn't want wolves. And so we're trying to be respectful of that. And we did hear comments last year like, please don't tell us every time you bring them in. It seems like a poke in the eye or ripping the bandage off. So we're trying to be respectful of that. We will release additional information when we're done. Again, this safety of our staff is paramount. And like I said, those threats are real. And unfortunately, we would like to be more open about it, but I think we need to keep folks safe. And can you remind me of your second question?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, the second part of my question is, wherever the wolves are being released, have the ranchers nearby been notified?
Yes, thank you for that question. As far as I know, they have. Now, I don't have those conversations. They're out of our regional offices, and it has been communicated that local landowners have been notified. Now, that's all relative as to what local is. We heard last year that landowners as far as 60, 80 miles away wanted to be notified. We're not doing that level of notification. We're doing it on a broader scale that, you know, those affected counties. We have notified and met with large numbers of producer groups in those counties on that individual basis. That's more at our regional and area level. So I can't speak specifically because I have not had those conversations and who's specifically been contacted, but I've been told that those conversations have. The other thing is we're trying to release animals where there's not a lot of livestock currently, and to be respectful of that.
Rep. Lukens.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My next question is in regards to the confirmed gray wolf depredation website. The last time this website was updated was on September 9th, and it has not since been updated, even though from my understanding there has been claims since September 9th, and it says the claim on September 9th is, quote, claim received and pending. And so I was just wondering when that website will be updated, and also why is that September 9th claim still pending?
Mr. DeWalt.
Thank you for that. There are multiple pending claims on there, and sometimes folks will file their claims and then hold them so that the season can play out when livestock are removed off the range, and they have a requirement to report those by the end of December, and that's what happened with those larger claims. I don't know specifically why that one's being held. Sometimes folks will file a claim and then they just choose not to go through with the claims. That's common with our other parts of our compensation program for like bear and lion damage. And we have not updated that website with those recent claims because they're still being analyzed. And to my understanding, we have not had additional depredation since that date in September that has been claimed or reported. I'll have to double check on that, but I don't believe we've had additional depredations that have been claimed at that time, except for those three large claims, which were a year-end review type claim.